People packed into the small, non-air-conditioned Phillips Memorial Church so full, the rally spilled outside onto 14th Street. The message of unity made its way through both crowds as speakers called for more local political action and specific ways to boost the black voice across Phoenix. Reverend Reginald Walton organized the vigil meant to remember the deaths in Charlottesville, but also to keep the conversation of racial issues going.
Have these conversations. Have these conversations with your children. Have these conversations with your friends. And if people don't want to have these conversations, you might want to check your circle.
Several ralliers outside wore masks to hide their faces. Others held signs that read, "Resist racism" and "No tolerance for hate." 20-year-old Fallon Leyba is with Arizona State University's Students Club for Democratic Society.
I expect a lot more after this. I expect more anger, and I think the kind of things that have been advocated for at this rally, specifically the like voting and things like that, while exercising our civil liberties is important, I don't think it's enough.
She thinks the message is good, but should not end with the rally. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.